What can you tell me about your London shows? Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah. So far, we have done two shows. One in a small theater, and this was our second big show with a lot of audience. And they're amazing. We like it a lot.
Where else have you been in Europe on this tour?
We went to different countries. We've been touring Germany. We've gone to Austria. Went to Greece. Went to Switzerland and France. Those are some of the countries. And here in London.
So. Yeah. Did you play in Belgium as well?
Yeah. We did play in Belgium. And Belgium as well. Yeah.
And you brought in these three really fantastic guys on the brass section.
Can you
tell us about them?
Yeah. Actually, they're Belgian guys and. Because they came through our managers from Zigzag World, and because the guys who liked our music also, and they felt that in our music we had some brasses there, but we didn't have a brass band playing with us, and they just thought they're good guys, and they thought because they love the music also, and they approached them to say, okay, we want to work with you guys, and then we thought as much as we're playing sometimes we play big festivals and you need more power, so with the brass section it adds more power and more punch, so that was the whole idea.
And can you compare at all the reception you've received in Europe to the one back home in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, it's a bit different because here in Europe, things are way different from home, and the reception is much more than we get actually at the present moment at home, because all the things are just organized and we things are just good, and they treat artists as the way they should be. So the reception is an upper level than at home for the moment as for us. But hope as time is going on, things are going on.
And I'm holding your new album here, which is doing really well, number one on iTunes, world music charts.
Yes.
Exciting stuff. Tell me about it.
Yeah. This album is called Rising Tide, and it's a 12-track album that we've been working on since last year. And
it's your second one, eh?
Yeah, this is our second one from the first that we did in 2009, which is called Kweseka, which means drifting ahead. And so this is our second album that we have now, and it's doing well on the market, and like you said, it was first in the whole charts, and that's amazing for us as the band, because our music has been recognized worldwide, and that means a lot for us that our music is going far. So we are really happy about the work that we did, because we did it with there's a bassist and a singer from Ivory Coast that are working Anna together on the same management called Manu Galo. She's the one who produced the album, and she's one of the best musicians also, and we met here in 2008 when we started doing music together, and for the time we've been working with her, and we've been doing some collaborations with her also, and she came to Zimbabwe when we were playing at the Haifa Festival, and we played with her together, and when we were doing this album Rising Tide, we just thought of as our manager talked to us that if you'd like we can do a collaboration with her, so we did a collaboration with her, and everything worked because she's a good bassist, and also she added some percussion to it, and the groups to really make the Afrofusion kind of sound.
There certainly is West African influence in your music. Who would you say are your inspirations in music?
Yeah, because as we were growing up, we're listening to a lot of we come from Africa, and we're listening to a lot of African grooves, and sometimes this influence really comes from in Burkina Faso, where we come from. We are near Angola, we're near to Zambia, we're near to South Africa, we're near to Zambia, all those kinds. So a lot of music is being done there, and we listen to a lot of groups happening there.
Yeah.
And we've been listening to big guys like Salif Keita, Youssou N'Dol, Richard Bona. There are some guys in the African music industry. They're doing so well, and we used to listen to all those guys, and they are an inspiration for us too in the world music.
That's brilliant. And lastly, if you can tell me as well about you singing in languages in Tonga and other smaller languages from Angola and Zambia.
Yeah.
You've stayed true to that when obviously you've had some pressures to probably sing in Shongana and Ndebele.
Yeah, of course, yeah. It's not really like that, because I believe that music is mostly a language. You can sing even in language that all the people cannot understand, but as it is a language, people can get the vibe and then later know what I sing about. But the thing is, because we are from Victoria Falls in a small town, and Tonga and Dubale and Nyanja, those are our cultures, and we just thought of, you know, raising up our culture, and so that people even in the whole of Zimbabwe and even in the whole of the world, they can know that there's the Tonga culture that is rich in, even in the